to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
In the air and good energies all around. What's going on, folks? You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey Crockett, latalkradio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. We got a great show lined up for you guys today, filled with high vibrations, good frequencies, in the vortex. You know what we're saying, everything in between. How we doing today? Do you feel the energy? Because I sure as hell do. We got a great show lined up for you guys today. We're going to be talking about some controversial ideas, controversial ways of perceiving how to create your own reality, do stuff like that. But really, what it all comes down to is teaching you how to deliberately create the world and the reality that you've always wanted to create for yourself. We have a very special on-air guest with us today, the one and only Dr. Michelle. How we doing? Doc, you on the air with
us? Doing great, Dave. Thanks for having me on. I always love being on your show.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for coming on today. It is such a blessing. Now, the reason why we like to bring Doc on for things like this is because she has the psychological aspect, she has the schooling behind her, the knowledge, and she can pretty much tell us whether it's logical, it's illogical, whether it's practical, impractical, whether it can apply, whether it works, or it just plain out doesn't. So today what we're going to be talking about is the idea of quantum jumping. Now, when I say quantum jumping, many people say, I think I saw that in Dragon Ball Z. And I'm going to say, well...
Really?
Well, no. I mean, I'm using that as an example, because quantum jumping, when you hear that, you think of something sci-fi. You think it's out of Star Trek, like, you know, going light speed in the... USS Enterprise, going warp speed, as they call it, right? So, well, this is a little bit more realistic, right? As you know, if you're on the vibration station, if you're with us here, we're all about a high vibration. We're all about spreading positive energy and understanding that we are vibrational beings. We are energetic before we are ever physical, right? That's kind of the whole idea, is that there is a wholeness to each and every single one of us, to each and everything. There is a wholeness. So what we're going to be talking about today is the power of quantum jumping. Number one, how to do it. Number two, the factors that are included in quantum jumping. And number three, does it work? Is it real? All that jazz. So first of all, Doc, you know what quantum jumping is? Because if you want, I'm going to give us the full-on definition, if you're cool with that. Yeah?
Whatever you would like to share.
Well, here, why don't you tell us what quantum jumping is, and then I'll give us
I learned about quantum jumping because of one of my favorite and repeated guests on my On the Couch with Dr. Michelle show.
Right. That's part of the reason why I
have
you on.
He created the concept of quantum jumping.
Right.
And his name is Bert Goldman.
Yes.
He's been on so many, you know, radio and television programs promoting his concept. And basically, it's a meditation and visualization technique. He called it quantum jumping. He worked with the Silva method way back 40 years ago, which basically was a form of self-hypnosis. But he sort of created the concept of quantum jumping as a meditation to help you answer questions that you need to have answered personally for your own life.
Right.
And find, you know, things that and guidance. So it's a visualization technique, and there's a huge amount of followers. I mean, he's got over 40,000 students worldwide, and it's a very powerful mind development program. I have used it. He was trained by Paramahansa Yogananda.
Wow.
Which, you know, he was one of his, I guess you may say, students.
Wow.
He was personally trained by him back in the, I would say, late 50s and 60s. And from his teachings of meditation with Paramahansa Yogananda, he created this whole idea. So my force here is not to promote Bert, although he's an amazing person, and yes, his quantum jumping techniques are wonderful, and you guys should Google it if you're interested in sort of finding answers and learning more about yourself. But basically, it's a technique of self-hypnosis.
Right.
Which has been around forever.
Absolutely.
It's very much like meditation. So
it's
that's
a form.
What quantum
is yes.
About.
I would even go as to say it's a form of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to give the listeners a quick brief idea of the actual definition. Bert's definition of quantum jumping is an advanced visualization technique where you visualize yourself jumping into alternate universes and communicating with alternate versions of yourself. It's the result of over 31 years of study in fields like hypnosis, yoga, meditation, and remote viewing. Right.
Yes.
Just to name a few. Quantum jumping is the foundation behind many of people's personal accomplishments, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
After Bert released an online home training program in December 2008, it has helped over 180,000 people make everything go from subtle to remarkable in their own lives. Anything from subtle to remarkable changes in their own lives, right?
Yes.
And as Bert says, he goes, I am confident it can do the same for you. Now, listeners, I'm just going to throw this out here, okay? The secret of the subconscious mind, okay? How do the world's most prolific artists, business people, thinkers, and inventors get the inspiration from their ideas? Now, listeners, I really want you to think about this for a moment. Was it their upbringing? Are they just really lucky? Were they blessed with a gift most of us can only dream of? Or is there something else at work, right? Back in 1937, the personal development pioneer Napoleon Hill published a book, Think and Grow Rich. I'm sure that most of us already know of that book. The book would soon go on to become one of the most influential publications of all time. The book was packed with techniques and instructions on how to develop a wealth mindset and achieve success beyond your wildest dreams. right? Its contents were so powerful that to this day, Think and Grow Rich is widely regarded as a benchmark of all other books of its kind. You've probably read it yourself. That's right?
Yeah.
But there was
very
one.
Famous.
So check this out. Mm-hmm. There's one particular technique in the book that shocked readers. It was so controversial, in fact, that Hill himself, Napoleon Hill, was intentionally hesitant to even reveal it at all.
Yes.
The technique stated in the book, Think and Grow Rich, was called the Invisible Counselor's Visualization Exercise. Okay. In the book, Hill claimed this was his ultimate technique for sourcing skills, ideas, and inspiration. This is how you do it. Step one. I'm just going to give you guys quick steps, and then we're going to go into Dr. Michelle and her thoughts and ideas behind quantum jumping. Step one. Mm-hmm. Just before going to sleep at night, close your eyes and see in your imagination a group of people seated with you around a council table. Remember, you can invite anyone you like to sit around the council table. And when I say anyone, I mean anyone. This could be another part of the world. They could be celebrities, famous politicians. They could be dead or alive. Not only do you have the opportunity to sit amongst those you consider to be great, but you can actually dominate the group by serving as the chairman. This is what Hill did. Step two, have a definitive purpose for holding these nightly council meetings. He explains his definitive purpose was, quote unquote, quote, to rebuild my character so it would represent a composite of the characters of my imaginary counselors, unquote. Okay? So he wanted to create an aspect of himself in which embodied all of these people that he invited to his council meeting. Okay? With definitive purpose, you can be anything you want to change about yourself or your life. Since all this is going on in your mind and imagination, your imagination is the only limit. Okay. Step three, call on council members for the knowledge you wish each to contribute. So, for example, if you want to discuss leadership, you could invite Abraham Lincoln. If you want to discuss financial success, you could invite Warren Buffett, right? If you're looking for enlightenment, you can invite Gandhi. If you're looking for ideas to grow your business and make your mark on the world, you could invite Richard Branson, right? Kind of the idea that whatever you're looking for, take somebody in history that has made a mark, that is already done and succeeded immensely in the things that you are wishing to succeed, and you get information from them. So here's where it gets weird. Hill had originally meant for the invisible counselors to be an imaginary exercise. You imagine you're talking to successful people and you imagine them giving you advice. Nothing much to it, right? So you just think of these people, and then obviously you're going to imagine some, you know, good ideas. But here's where it really gets interesting. After a few times of trying out the imaginary counselor's exercise, he found it to be more profound, more real than he ever thought possible. He reported that after for a while, each of the characters he had imagined actually took on a life of their own. For example, he mentions that Abraham Lincoln was always late and never smiled. Hill even recalled, right? Isn't that funny? Hill even recalled on occasion where two counselors in the boardroom actually got into an argument over a topic that Hill had mystified. And on numerous occasions, the people he had to invite often gave him advice and information that he could never have known by himself. So I'm going to stop there. Hill goes on and he talks about how, he would get information from these people. He would take these naps and wake up from these naps. And then he said that he would get this information that literally came out of nowhere. He then goes on to Thomas Edison was speaking about how some of the ideas that he's got, quote unquote, ideas came from space. It's hard to believe, but it's true. Ideas come from out of space. So that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today. Now, Doc, after everything that we've just heard about the idea of quantum jumping, it's talking to a parallel self, a parallel you. Is it real? Does it work? What's the breakdown? I have my philosophies. I want to hear yours.
Okay. Let me first explain the difference between the concept of quantum jumping now that Burt Goldman has coined and Napoleon Hill's.
Right, that's not quantum jumping.
The difference between that is Napoleon would have us go into a relaxed meditative state. Nothing hard, nothing heavy. Just go into a relaxed state where your mind is still and picture the people around you, like you said, that you'd like information from. So if you want to be a mathematician and understand very hard concepts, let's say, you'd go into a meditative state and you'd just sort of relax and in your mind, in your imagination, have a conversation with Albert Einstein and ask him about certain theories. And the concept is if you can control your mind enough to relax and meditate, it's sort of like a hypnosis state, you're right. going to get the answers. And the concept is, you know, Napoleon alluded to the fact that they're out there in space. They're out there. But, and they may be, because all the answers, if we tap into them, to things, are out there. But we're also able to receive them because they're coming from our higher power when we're in a relaxed state.
Yes.
So that's Napoleon Hill. Number two, now the idea of quantum jumping with Bird is that, instead of asking someone else for help, we're asking right. what he calls our doppelganger.
Yes.
Right? And we ask another version of ourselves. So what Bert says is to go into a relaxed meditative state, and he provides tapes to get you into an alpha, which is self-hypnosis, a pre-sleep brainwave, or a theta state, which is a brainwave of sleep.
Right.
And it kind of makes you relax and meditate. And you ask a version of yourself. And his example was, he wanted to be a really good photographer. Bert's example, you know, when he applies it on his, you
okay.
know, in
so,
his book.
Okay.
So he went into this relaxed self-hypnotic state by listening to music and counting down and just being, you know, just being relaxed. And he looked across in his imagination and saw this guy with an old-fashioned camera with a curtain over him, you know, like you see in the old turn-of-the-century
movie. Absolutely, absolutely.
Right? Only it was him. So he saw his doppelganger, or his, it's a German word that basically means twin.
Right.
All right? So he saw himself. As, you know, looking under this and taking this picture. And in the way it works is, in the meditation, in the mind work, is he walked up to this guy who is him, he walked up to himself and said,
right.
how can I learn to be a really good photographer? So no matter what you want, you picture your mind, a version of you,
right.
doing what you want to learn how to do.
Right.
And he answered himself and said, you take a lot of pictures.
That's funny.
And he would go back in and continue to ask in his state to get more information about clarity and color and tricks and this and that. But so that's basically what the quantum jumping thing is you're asking a version of yourself for information. And I don't know if it's anything mystical. I think in quantum physics, you know, there's the concept of parallel universes and all that. Bert used it just as a tool for our ability to get information and learn.
Right.
So I don't know if we are tapping into another person, which is ourselves in another universe. I don't really know that, but it's a mind tool to get information about what we want to learn. For me, I think it's that we're tapping into that part of ourselves that really kind of knows and connects with all that is, and we are open to just information from out there.
Absolutely. Well, wouldn't it kind of be the same thing, right? If you're tapping into a higher aspect of yourself that knows more than you do now, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Then
it's just a state of mind we have to get into to allow that information to come to us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know?
And also, it's been proven that, you know, people have, you know, fallen asleep and woken up and come up that, like, you know what? I was talking the other day, mm-hmm. and we were talking about Einstein. It's funny that you bring him up. I was with a few friends of mine, and we were talking about the idea of the information that you get once you sleep, downloads that you can get, the connection that you create once again with the higher self of you, the source you, the energy part of you when you go into a dream state, right? And you filter out things in your subconscious, you could also be downloading information. So we were talking about how Einstein used to claim how he would go for a nap and wake up and just get this. He'd come up with some of his, you know, most famous, you know, equations that kind of shaped what we know about modern physics today, because he would he would go take a nap and wake up and be downloaded with this information. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
and the scientific basis for that, let's go science and not mystical right now.
Okay.
The scientific basis is that if we go into a, he used to have quick naps. What did he have, like 20-minute naps?
Yeah, they were short naps. He would take multiple short naps
like,
a day.
Yeah, and like Edison as well. What we're doing is we're resting our brains. We're getting into that alpha, the first stage of sleep, or theta. Probably. I don't think he got into deep, a delta state, but maybe. But the point is that we're getting into a brainwave state, scientifically, that is relaxing our minds, okay?
Right.
And processing all the garbage. You know, every day we have on a conscious or beta state, there's always people we're dealing with and worries and stress and traffic and bills to pay. This is a constant conscious awareness of clutter. But when we can get into an alpha or theta or delta or REM stage, it's clearing the clutter because we're allowing our minds to relax. So the scientific theory is that we are able to let that beta state of constant information go. And when we're relaxed, when we ask questions before we go to sleep, then we can sometimes get answers in that, you know, it's called a subconscious state.
Right.
Subconscious, you know, that's the Freud thing. You know, we have a lot of information stored in our subconscious, and a lot of that can come out when we're in a sleep state.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree.
So that's what the scientific basis is behind it.
Well, I really appreciate that, Doc. No, I dig that.
Yeah.
And I totally agree. I totally do agree. My only thing is I do believe that there are, you know, that there is an infinite source of energy that we can, you know, tap into.
I agree.
And I feel like any question that you've ever had, right, and this kind of goes along with, you know, we talk about a lot of Abraham on the Vibration Station. I know that, Doc, you're familiar with Abraham as well.
Yeah.
This kind of goes along with what Abraham says with, you know, for every question that is asked, you know, an answer has already been created, right? So it's kind of equal and opposite. She goes, for every question that is asked, there is a rocket of desire that is launched for that answer, right?
Yeah.
So just the same idea with contrast, right? For anything that you're experiencing that you don't like, there is an equal and opposite rocket of desire that is being launched in what you do want. So basically
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so, you know, when one has a question, when one has a drive, a desire to obtain either knowledge or a state of being or how to do something, right, that there is already an answer queued up for them, waiting for them to be a vibrational match to that. Now, how we get that information, how we get that, no matter what the question is, no matter, seriously, if you want to know, like, I'm not kidding, if you want to know, you know, anything, there is an answer in the universe that you can tap into and receive that knowledge that is untampered with by your own physical human ego mind. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, sorry, you go on, Doc.
No, and the key, too, is to be able to clear your mind, see, of all the clutter going on, of the what ifs, and oh my gosh, I have to do this. And that's life, and we all have to deal with life, and we all have responsibilities, and we all have to pay bills, and that's normal. But in order to calm ourselves, and that's the whole idea of meditation, it's not anything mysterious or difficult, it's calming the mind.
Right.
In order to let some information in besides, oh, I have to deal with the traffic, oh, I have to pay bills, oh, I have to deal with my boss who's a jerk, oh, I have to... You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's just allowing the good stuff to come in because our minds are still and not so preoccupied.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's what creating or quantum jumping and or Napoleon Hill's concept is, getting information when we can still our minds and focus.
Right.
That will help us out, no matter, you know, what it is. Or how can I be more successful? How can I be more abundant? How could I better get along with this person? How can I find love? How can I find true romance with someone who's perfect for me? You know,
right.
We can tap into, and there's not going to be necessarily a voice that comes and says, you will go to the mall and any store you will meet him. No.
Right. It's not super specific information necessarily.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. You may get specific information or clues or flashes, but you'll just kind of tune into, you know, what you need to learn. And sometimes it doesn't all come. Sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes it's, you know, you have to be patient. Like Bert was very patient when he went into his meditations about how can I become a good photographer.
Right.
And he did it so many times, and he got more information and more information from this doppelganger that he asked himself, who was himself in his state. So it's really about the power of kind of like self-hypnosis and meditation and
it's
just
relaxing.
Yeah.
Right, it's the power of allowing, the art of allowing.
Yes.
Right? And it's so fascinating. See, all these speakers and teachers that we talk about on the Vibration Station, they all have, you know, different approaches, but the exact same idea. You know, whether it's, you know, Bert Goldman or Abraham Hicks or Dr. Wayne Dyer or you know, Bashar, it's all, and all of these are you know, leading edge teachers, you know, people that are really... have put themselves out there to try to show that there is more to life than, you know, what just meets the eye. They all have the same idea. It's allowing, 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 allowing. No resistance, no resistance. The path of least resistance. Allowing, allowing. And I think that that's super powerful because in a society like we're in today, it's very easy to resist. It's very easy to get caught up in resisting. And it's very easy to get caught up in the mindset of, you know, well, I want that. And, you know, if I'm not happy until I have that, you know what I'm saying? It's very, it's very easy to become reality based and make your happiness conditional upon the reality that you're living. Well, I guess that if one were to practice the art of quantum jumping, then one would be able to find and understand that you need to be excited and happy and joyous about being on the path to learning the information that you are talking to your doppelganger about. You need to be excited about these things that that you are looking forward to learning and whatnot. So, Doc, question. I'm going to shift gears for a moment, okay? You've said that you've practiced quantum jumping before.
Yes.
How do you do it?
What you do is usually, and again, I'm not a paid promoter for Bert Goldman.
No. What we're talking about today, just so the listeners understand. Number one, you're on the Vibration Station. If you just tuned in, we're here with Dr. Michelle. We're talking about quantum jumping. Dr. Michelle is not a paid spokesperson for Burt Goldman or anything that he does. But what we are talking about today on the show is the power of quantum jumping, the power of being able to quiet your mind and allow a parallel you that has an expanded source of knowledge to kind of teach you things about yourself and learn things that you've always wanted to learn through the power of allowing and through the power of opening your mind. Now, if you guys want to call in, you can do so 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. We got Dr. Michelle on the air with us today. She is she's broadcasting with us from L.A., but she's not in the studio. And if you guys want to email me, you can do so. I love all your emails. I've been getting a blast of emails from you guys. I really, really appreciate it. I try to get to each and every single one of them. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. Once again, that's Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. I really appreciate all you guys that shoot us those emails. And I love all you listeners that don't as well. So we're asking Dr. Michelle, how is it that one could go into a state of being, could go into a mental state of consciousness and actually speak with, communicate with a parallel version of themselves? Doc, when you were quantum jumping, when you were meditating in that state, practicing the art of quantum jumping, right, did you talk to a parallel version of yourself?
What I would do, yes. What I would do is I would go into, you know, my breathing as I teach, you know, other people. I do my meditative breathing, and I just sit quietly, and I picture myself. This is how it starts out. I picture myself in a little hallway.
Okay.
And it's a hallway, and it's, you know, it's got a little light in it, and there's a door at the end of the hallway. So I'm sitting in a chair in the hallway, and I'm relaxed, and I'm comfortable, and I'm breathing, and I'm in this hallway, and this is what I see, and I'm just sort of counting myself down, and I'm thinking in my mind, as I'm breathing and calming, I'm thinking in my mind that I have a question for myself, my higher self, or someone who is another version of myself, doing what I want to do. So in other words, what I was doing was I was going into the meditative state, sitting in a chair in the hallway, and then when I'm ready and completely relaxed, I get up, I see myself getting up, this is all mental, of course, and I see myself getting up and walking through that door, and as I go through that door, I see myself on camera sitting there in a chair or a couch, giving information about psychological matters. Because I have certain specialties that I'd like to share with people, and I ask myself, what would be the best way to convey this information? So I walk through the door, and I see myself sitting there on the couch, and I'm, you know, I've got my makeup on and my suit on, and I'm giving information. And I ask myself, what would be the best way to convey this information for listeners or viewers? And I listen for what I'm telling myself. And there were certain things that I, you know, received. It's that are, you know, but just information about speaking in sound bites, right?
Okay.
Speaking clearly, how to convey the messages of communication better to people, how to help people understand the concepts of communication in relationships and understanding body language and that kind of thing.
I see.
So when I would get a call from Entertainment Tonight, and they'd say, we want you to translate on camera,
right,
what Lance Armstrong is saying to Oprah. Is his body language real? Is he communicating honestly? Or, as I did for Lindsay Lohan on Entertainment Tonight,
right,
is she telling the truth? Is she? So I would be much better equipped to really convey the information on a much clearer, you know, really, you know,
understanding basis.
Clear,
yeah.
Easily understandable, you know, way, and come off the best I could. So I did get information when I went into that relaxation. And it is self-hypnosis tools. It's just sitting there relaxing in my easy chair or my couch at home and breathing. And what I do is I listen to Bert's tapes, which help you count down.
Right.
Help you go deeper and deeper into relaxation. And then, you know, there's a little music in the back, and then it helps you visualize exactly who you're going to, yourself, right, in whatever situation you want to learn from, whatever yourself is. If you want to learn to be a better student, you go, you visualize yourself in that classroom taking in all the information from the teacher and saying, how can I learn all this information from the teacher better?
Right.
Or in whatever it is, how can I learn to be a really great painter? You see yourself out there over the ocean with your easel painting a beautiful, you know, seascape.
Absolutely.
So whatever you want to learn, you go into that self-hypnotic state and ask yourself what you'd like to know how to be better. And that's you're asking your so-called doppelganger.
Totally. So, Doc, isn't that really interesting that we contain anything that we ever want to know? I feel like, see, we are brought up in a society which tells us that, you know, our brains only work, you know, X amount of percent. Only 10% of our brains are working, or whatever they say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, oh, we can't know that. Only science can prove that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we don't, you know, we're in a society where it's super reality-based. It's super physically-based. It's like, let me see
right.
it, and then I will believe it. Or yeah. let me...
Show me the proof.
Show right. me the proof, right? Well, some things are a little bit more difficult than others to just show you proof of them. To say, well, if we can hook up some sort of TV where you can go into my mind and then see that I'm talking to this person. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't really work
yeah.
like that. And
yeah.
then you'll just watch, you'll just see the little, you know, the little download poll, you know, the little poll that, like, when you're downloading something, it like gets thicker and
yes.
thicker, and then it finally finishes.
Right.
Where it's, you know, 50%, 55%, 60%. You know, there's nothing in our brains that we can really, you know, prove to people that, you know, well, we are downloading this information. You are,
right.
you know, taking on this information from, you know, an internal source that was not activated prior to activating it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what I'm just trying to get to people is that it really is limitless, the things that you can do as an individual. On the Quantum Jumping website, quantumjumping.com, it says, Bert says, I see it as discovering your true potential, a potential you could never possibly have achieved had you not gotten in touch with the universal you, the you that you were always meant to be. Now, I love that, and I totally agree with it. I'm gonna explain to listeners a personal experience that I had, not necessarily with quantum jumping, but in shifting
mm-hmm.
the abilities that we can have as people and our skills, if you will.
Ooh.
So this happened last week, and this was actually my inspiration for the show today. This was part of my inspiration for the show today. Was Ooh. Last week I was I had some free time.
Yes.
I decided that it would be fun for me to start drawing just randomly. I decided to myself, well, it would be fun if I just drew a little bit. I'm just going to draw. But let me put it to you this way, folks. I've never been a talented artist
mm-hmm.
when it comes
yeah.
to drawing. I can play
yeah.
music. I play the guitar, ukulele, jam on drums, do whatever. You know,
yeah.
comes to music, it's all good. Let's jam around. We'll have a great time. It'll sound good. So when it comes to drawing... not my specialty. But I just got this quick little fire in me to draw. It was just like, Dave, just draw. It's just fun. So I started
yeah.
drawing, and I was enjoying it, but I had realized, I had said to myself, I'm not a very good artist. I would like this to look better. I love the feeling that I'm getting from drawing, but the way that I envisioned what I'm trying to draw in my mind doesn't look anything like the way that I want it to. So
yeah.
with my beliefs my belief system, my state of being, being that, you know, we are infinite beings. We can do anything that we set our minds to with, you know, it's called deliberate creation, you know, deliberately setting your intention to experience or gain something out of that. So what I did for myself is I just convinced myself, as weird and as difficult as it may sound, I convinced myself that I was a really, really great drawer. I just said to myself for like, and for probably like 10, 15 minutes, I was like drawing, and I, it's really hard to let something go that you're just so used to saying to yourself about yourself. For example, it's hard to be like, I'm a really great drawer and truly believe it when your whole life you've said to yourself, I'm not that very good of a drawer. And that's why I haven't been good, because I've always been telling myself that I'm not that good. But for this first moment in my life, I decided I'm going to make a change and I'm going to embody the state of being of a really good artist. I'm going to draw like I think a professional would draw. And I just started telling myself that I'm a great drawer. I'm a great drawer. I love drawing. Drawing brings me joy. In this moment, it's so great. And all of a sudden, probably half an hour later, I just got in this zone. I just got in this mode. Half an hour later, I drew the best picture I've ever drawn in my life. And I really, really, honestly, can honestly say for myself that I liked the way that the picture came out. I really thoroughly enjoyed the way that the picture looked. And not only that, but I found for myself. Now, this isn't all about Dave. This is just, I'm just using this as an example for what changing your perception of you can actually do in the outside world, right? So it all starts from within. I, for the first time, was astonished. When I was moving my wrist, when I was moving my hand, it felt different. I was doing it with confidence. I was noticing the strokes in my pencil were different than the way I was holding my pencil differently. I was doing everything the way that in my mind's eye a professional artist would draw. And at the end of it, I was astonished at my work. And I do have to say, though, it took some energy. It took – I was tired afterwards. It took some focused thought to really be like, Dave, you're going to set everything that you know about your drawing talents aside. You're going to put that on the back burner, and you're just going to focus on how amazing of a drawing you are. And I was channeling another aspect of myself that had always known how to draw. And that's that in my interpretation of what quantum jumping is. You are speaking with, you are allowing to flow through you, you are channeling another aspect of yourself. It is not just us, it's not just, there's not just one you, you know, throw it in your face, this one you that does all these different things. Well, yes, I'm a businessman, I also race cars, you know, I'm also a collector of items, I'm also, you know, everybody thinks, well, you know, I'm one man and I do these multiple things. Well, you are indeed one man. When I say man, I mean woman too. You are indeed one person doing all of these things, but each time that you do one of these things, it's a different aspect of you. It's a different you in the you. You're channeling something different. When you're sitting down at a meeting and, you know, you're a businessman or whatever, but that same businessman, like I said, you know, is a race car driver for a hobby, he is not the same. He's not channeling the same energy. He is not the same man in that business meeting that he is behind the wheel of a car that tops out at, you know, 250 miles an hour. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure, of course.
You know, that collector is not the same race car driver. You know, that man that appreciates going to the ocean and collecting seashells and gets a kick out of it and is just being drawn to every single beautiful seashell on the shore because that's just what he's attracting is not the same businessman, is not the same driver. You get what I'm saying. You understand, right?
Sure, absolutely. And we have, and it's the old classic of the power of the positive mind. We get to shift our, you know, thoughts and our consciousness. Whatever we really focus on, we get to have different, of course, interests and talents. But whatever, when we can let go of what Abraham calls resistant thinking, oh my God, I'm not a good artist. as you used to say to yourself. I'm not a good artist. I'm a terrible artist. I can't draw.
Right.
You know, when you let go of those resistant thoughts and say, I'm going to allow myself just to tap into just creating, and I am a good, it's the power of positive thinking. Whatever we're doing, you know, we can be a business person in that meeting and, you know, be very strong and take care of business. But then, you know, there's a passion and a conscious focus
Absolutely.
Behind being a race car driver.
Absolutely.
You're in the now.
Absolutely.
When we're in the now, in the moment by moment focus, that's when we can best create what we want.
Yes.
For some reason, our scientifically,
yes.
our minds are able, because again, you're getting rid of the clutter of the past and the present and the what ifs and the futures and the oh my gosh. And the, when you're right now into moment by moment focus, that's where you are probably able to create what you want. And really, it's a happier place to be. Unfortunately, it's hard for most of us to do because we have to, or we're all dealing with the day-by-day clutter of thoughts and survival. It's called survival.
Totally. Totally.
That's why relaxing the mind in whatever you want to call it, meditation. I interviewed this gentleman yesterday on my talk radio show, Friday rather. He wrote a book called Yoga in Love. Mm. It's not about yoga like Western style movements. Yoga, you know, it means meditation. How can you really get your mind into a state of being peaceful, basically, is what it's about.
Okay.
But it's relaxing your mind and focusing on whatever you would like to learn.
Right.
But it's shutting out all the garbage, all the consciousness of other needs.
The feeling of lack. I need money to pay my bills.
Yes.
I don't have enough gas in my car, but that takes money,
right.
and gas prices
right.
are going up, and this and that, right, all that.
Right. And, oh, this person wants this from me, and, oh, I've got to do this, and, oh, I've got, you know, emotional problems with this relationship, and, oh, my boss is such a... All that garbage.
Right.
But when we can not be in the garbage of thought and just kind of relax and give our brains a break and just be in the, I think I'll sit outside, truly, this is what I do to clear my mind in the mornings. I'm going to sit out on the patio and I'm going to look at this beautiful green tree and just
yeah.
focus on the different colors of the leaves.
Totally.
And when my mind starts going, oh, but I have this patient I have to see at 4 p.m. and I have to prepare because they are on a new medication and we have to do, I say, stop. Focus on the beautiful green in that tree right now.
Yes.
Let your brain relax.
Go general. Right.
Go general. Relax.
Doc, one thing that I really just want to instill in the listeners for today's show with the few minutes that we have left, one thing I really just want to bring home to the listeners is anything that you want to be, anybody you want to be, anything that you want to do, is so right in front of you. It is so already there. It is so beaming a bright light that is just waiting for you to hook onto it. We create so many excuses for ourselves to yeah. not do the things that we were put here to do, to not do the things that to not follow through with what brings us joy and excitement and happiness and laughter. We always find an excuse in today's society to do something that steers us away from being the wholeness of who we are and the wholeness of who we could be. I'm trying to inspire you. My purpose here is to inspire anybody who's looking for inspiration, anybody who wants to be inspired, even those who don't want to be inspired that are just trying to find their way. Do you know what I'm saying? This is the opportunity, this way of viewing life, this way of thinking is the opportunity to fully embrace the infinite possibilities of anything that you ever wanted to be, and it starts with you. It starts with thinking. It starts with letting it in and feeling good about it. It starts with an opportunity of just saying, you know what, I am going to be that musician and just doing it, just feeling good and making the music, and you don't need the success to feel the glory. You don't need the success to feel the glory. You just need the will to feel good and do what you love. Dr. Michelle, thank you so much for coming on the air with us today. It was such a pleasure. We really, really appreciate it. Make sure to check out On the Couch with Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11. Thank you so much, Doc. You have a wonderful rest of your Sunday.
My pleasure, Dave. Love being on your show.
Take care. Bye. Listeners, thank you so much for spending your Sunday afternoon with us. I want to send my unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from my heart to yours. Always know that here at the Vibration Station, we are sending you high vibrations, good energy, and love. We thank you so much, guys. Make sure to check us out on Twitter, Facebook. You know how that goes. Also, today's show is brought to you by Glow Lightwear. Wear your vibration. Make sure to check out Glow Lightwear, GlowLightwear.com. Love you guys. Talk to you next week. Bye. How much I love you and all the selfish things you put me through. Well, who am I to judge? I made some stupid choices too. Regardless, I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity. Floating in a golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your wordsmith. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase, but now.